Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Dear Blood Group Radio family, speaking of family, y'all, keep Rand in your prayers. What a trooper. He was supposed to be on the program tonight. He was really looking forward to being on the program tonight. But Rand's down there. He refurbishes houses. He's down in South Alabama. He works in the fields. He and his friends that cut hay and do cattle ranches up, they have a bulldozer. They had one hell of a big tornado down there in Alabama. I just got a message from him just a few minutes ago. He said that the fields are so soggy, they've had so much rain. He said you can't hardly get off the shoulder. He and his friends are using their bulldozers. I thought it's what was happening. It's affirmed. He's down there. Bless his heart, they're helping the Alabama Power Company pull their trucks around because it's so muddy. The trucks can't get through this mud where they need to go to these giant towers. Their bulldozers are liable to get stuck if they don't watch out. But that's where Rand is tonight. So people, we salute him. We take our hats off to him and doing his. That's what people, Blood River Radio, do. Haters, homophobes, anti-Semites, racist bigots. They go down there and they help their fellow man. They use their own bulldozer, their own diesel fuel, risking their life. Big equipment like that is dangerous. But anyway, people, just keep praying in your prayers. People, I saw we have this National Justice Party I was telling you about. I ran upon a video. I believe the fellow's a Navy SEAL. He talked about being in the Army. But anyway, we got this group, a great group of current serving military boys. I love these young people, and they're talking about, why they went into the service, while they got out. They hit all the points. We're getting ready to play that video. I don't normally play. About four times since I have Blood River Radio, we've played videos that are a lot this long. But we're going to play this video, and these are young, current serving. I think the guy is a SEAL. He's a SEAL or special Special Operations Army. But anyway, go ahead, Lucy. Roll that video.
I do want to start with thanking you for volunteering with the intent to serve a country that you thought cared about you. Happy one day belated Veterans Day to my brothers and even my sisters in arms. Equal opportunity. Embrace diversity. Dignity and respect for all. If you had to guess if this mug came from a UC Berkeley professor's desk or an elite warfighting command structure, which would you guess? I would have said that it came from the professor's desk, too. But the truth is, it's a U.S. Army Special Operations Command mug. The same... This is the mug that I kept on my desk for a couple of years. And I always left the front facing out because it looks real cool, and the back faced me to remind me of why I needed to not re-enlist. It's ironic that an organization with the motto "Sine Pari," forgive me for the Latin, that means without equal. So it's ironic that an organization with the motto "without equal" pushes diversity over merit on its nearly all-white force. I was going to throw the mug, but it's like the perfect size. It's a good mug. How do we know that elite military organizations are overwhelmingly white? Well, they tell us. A RAND Corporation study from 1999. Are there barriers to minorities joining special operations forces? The study found yes. The real answer is standards. But USA Today from 2015. The Pentagon's elite forces lack diversity. ABC in 2021. The U.S. military's elite commando forces look to expand diversity. From the Military Times in 2021, Special Operations Command, SOCOM, committing itself to attracting more women and people of color. Not to leave gender out of our progressive stack, my favorite article related to gender inclusivity, that's hard to say, for combat roles, Marine Corps study. All male combat units outperform better than mixed units. That was published by the NPR in 2015. The results were, of course, sexist and fascist. All male units outperforming mixed units in 69% of tasks. For at least 23 years, longer than some of you that are here tonight have even been alive, the military has attempted to diversify its best units. The results? As of March 2021, a full 95% of SEAL and combatant craft crew officers were white. Just 2% were black, according to Naval Special Warfare Statistics. The officer corps of Army Special Forces is 87% white, and again, 2% black. Why would an organization supposedly based on merit and standards have an issue with its best and its brightest being overwhelmingly white and male? January 6th, 2021, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by the current and former armed forces of the Empire of America. Thank you, FDR, for the Pearl Harbor quote. Researchers have identified at least 140 defendants. That's 17% of January 6th attackers with a military background. The identities of former high-ranking military officers who went to the Capitol on January 6th have become publicly known. People like Air Force Lieutenant Colonel retired Rendell Brock Jr., Army Colonel retired and Information Warfare Specialist Phil Waldron, and retired Navy SEAL Adam Newbold. From superiority to supremacy. Exploring the vulnerability of military and police special forces to extreme right radicalization. That is a research paper that was published earlier this year, and it argues that a lack of diversity in gender and ethnicity, elite warrior subcultures, echo chambers, and cognitive rigidity can become vulnerability factors for extreme right radicalization in military and police special forces units. We're supposed to believe that the most intelligent and capable warfighters in the history of man became right-wing extremists by brainwashing each other and excluding women? We're supposed to believe that these men are all incels? We fuck. The truth is, these men are smart enough to see the world for what it is. They operate in an all-white force, or mostly white force. And that leads to political whiteness, that leads to agreeing with each other, and that leads to a realistic outlook on how the world works and what you're doing in the world. That scares the shit out of our enemies. In 2012. In 2015, I signed into an aviation special operations unit at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. I worked with these men, I know these men, and I still talk to them. One of these men, Staff Sergeant Kyle R. McKee, died.
People, we got 1 minute to the break.
The 12th of November.
After the break, we'll come back and continue the video. Sister Nancy, we've only got less than a minute before the break, but we'll continue playing this audio when we come back. Do you have any comments yet? Has anything stood out to you? We have a few seconds to comment about that. Would you like to make any comments before we go to the break, Sister?
No, not really. It's a little bit hard to hear, but go ahead.
Yeah, it wasn't that quiet, but they're making dynamite. They're making, we're getting ready to go to the break, but he's making some superb points. And after we get through finishing the audio after this next commercial break, we can break that down. I'm so glad that these young guys, unbeknownst to us, because the media, and we all know who controls the media, they squash any reliable information coming out about the attitude of what these what these young military guys actually believe. Keep in mind, they we have current serving military and veterans there. People, I hear the music. We're going to the break. When we come back, we're going to finish playing that video, that audio, and we'll break it down, and we'll finish up the rest of the show. Be right back, folks.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Okay, listen up, people. I'm beating the bushes for a few good men. I don't want you boys the alt-right. I want the hardcore of the hard right. And I need you front and center, boots on the ground, at a minute's notice, in the streets, and I need your money. You know the problem that the whites of the world face. It's the all-too-real threat of global extermination. And you know what's going on in South Africa and Western Europe. And unless you're semi-comatose, you've already seen the first stages of white genocide unfolding in our country. Our culture is under constant full-scale attack by our enemy. The enemy never sleeps. They spend day and night wrecking the monuments and the graves of our beloved kin. They attack us physically everywhere we go. They've already taken the linen and our stone. Now they're coming after our flesh. And if you're not too squeamish, if you want to be part of the number one white advocacy group and the number one white civil defense group in the United States, then contact Eddie Bombardier Miller at BloodRiverRadio.com. And please, please donate. And God knows you need us as much as we need you. Thank you.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
People, speaking of naked, merciless force and power, we're getting ready just a minute to go back to this audio. I hope you can hear it. Like Sister Nancy said, there's a lot of applause in the background, but you know, I'm 76 years old, and this may be a little rabbit trail. The reason I left, before I left the Baptist church, I left my Sunday school class because they had me stuck in with a bunch of old people. You know, you had to be at least 50 to get in there. It was just pathetic. All they could talk about was their aches and pains. You know, it was like a soap opera. We had one lady there named Ruby, and she was all forever having, you know, diabetes was out of control. Forever having some seizures. Every week it was, oh, how's Ruby doing? was and the hip replacement. Everybody there had hip replacements, knee replacements, and they were dog alcohol. Alcohol is just the devil's brew. But they were, some of them were just waddling fat. They were so damn fat. And I'd say, you know what? All the hip replacements and knee replacements, because you know you're double what you should weigh. It's not alcohol. It's that damn sugar you've been eating, man. But anyway, that's kind of an aside. But listen, these guys, the point I'm making, I know it may be a little bit hard to hear. These are these young guys. They energize me. That's why I left my old Sunday school and went to a new one. I mean, with young people, I would feed off their energy. I know I'm old, but just because I'm 76 years old, I don't have to die. But these guys, the point of this video is, and you'll hear it, they've woke up. And when we go ahead and we're going to run this audio, finish it, and we'll break it down. The guy makes some great points. He's a young Navy SEAL. He's totally awake. He went into the military one man and came out another. Listen to it carefully. I think it's a great, great audio. So go ahead, little Lizzie. Finish rolling it.
2 years ago, flying on an Egyptian-Israeli peacekeeping mission on the Sinai Peninsula in Egypt. Kyle and I met when he came to my unit. A few months after that, sorry. Kyle and I met a few months after I signed into my unit. Kyle gave me the vibe, if you know what I mean. Turns out, we listened to the same podcasts, we read the same books. He was our guy. I knew Kyle's family, and Kyle knew my family. At the time of his death, he had two sons and a newborn daughter born literally days before he left for Egypt. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed House Bill 291 on the 22nd of April of this year, 2022, renaming part of State Route 86 to Staff Sergeant Kyle R. McKee Memorial Highway. And I guess that's better than growing up with a dad, right? A quote from Ohio Democratic State Representative Daniel Troy. Staff Sergeant Kyle McKee is a hero who died protecting everything we as Americans cherish. Mr. Troy, I don't know many Americans who cherish positive Egyptian-Israeli relations, but I can think of a few policymakers who do. Jewish neocon Richard Perle, along with Middle East policy advisor to George W. Bush David Wormser, another Jew, published A Clean Break, a new strategy for securing the realm. This was published by the Institute for Advanced Strategic Studies in Israel in 1996. The realm that they're referring to is Israel. One year later, the Project for a New American Century was founded by Richard Perle, in America, of course. A few years later, we invaded Iraq over supposed weapons of mass destruction that, funnily enough, never materialized. Listen to Chairman Panovich's speech, A New Clean Break, for a detailed history and who's who of Clean Break and American foreign policy in the Middle East. So most of us here are no longer on active service. That is a problem for the Jewish power structure. We have radicalized veterans here among us with specific skills running around without any sort of check on their activities. That's where Jewish veteran Christopher Goldsmith and Task Force Butler come in. Task Force Butler was founded in early 2022 with the stated intent of, quote, not to harm those who have fallen sway to misinformation and radicalization, but to encourage them to leave a path that exclusively leads to their destruction, end quote. It's funny that they want to bully people away from a path that leads to their destruction while leading you down the Jewish-led path that leads to your destruction. How do they plan on convincing fellow veterans to step off the path of enlightenment? Social and financial pain. And that's from their website. Social and financial pain. But remember, They don't want to punish you. That's not a punishment. They're just doxing and blacklisting you.
Anti-white.
Yeah.
Anti-white. It is anti-white. So what has Task Force Butler been up to? In 2022, Mr. Goldsmith's organization has doxed individuals who aren't even veterans, looking to meet up with other pro-white individuals. They have accused Patriot Front of a nationwide conspiracy to be mean to black people. And they illegally spied on a private nationalist event in Texas. A so-called operator from Task Force Butler used lies and misinformation to gain access to this nationalist event. Other members of Task Force Butler then used a drone to spy on this event, which was held on private property. They were not invited. They logged people's license plates. They recorded people without their permission. And then they turned all of that information over to law enforcement. Task Force Butler is a nonprofit organization, which means that it is paid for by your tax dollars. It openly works with Antifa and federal law enforcement. If you scroll Christopher Goldsmith and Task Force Butler's Twitter, you see them interacting with Antifa openly. They're not hiding it. This confirms our narrative that Antifa and the federal government are one and the same. Why does the government need a seemingly respectable front for their illicit information laundering schemes? It's simple. People think that that type of behavior is corrupt and scummy. Regular people hate Antifa.
Yeah.
Goldsmith seeks to bridge the gap between normal people and the immoral harassment of people for practicing their First Amendment rights. The creation of Task Force Butler begs a few questions. Why do so many veterans hate the government? After signing up to defend America, people come to the realization that they're not doing that at all. How many rights did Kyle protect over Sinai? What sacred and God-given right is hidden in that Afghani poppy field? It's funny that if you ask anybody why they reenlisted, why they continue to serve in the United States military, they'll tell you, "I do it for the men to my left and my right." When you enlisted in the military, how many brothers in arms did you have? How many people were fighting to your left and your right? Zero. Zero. Nobody joins the military in order to fight for the people to their left and their right. People stay in the military for those people. At some point, all of us realized that we were lied to. We got worked. We were a mark. Our European instincts to defend our people and seek glory for our nation were used to serve Israel. They were hijacked. Nobody can deny that that is what the global war on terror was fought over at this point. While you're serving, you have to sit through equal opportunity classes that tell you that discrimination is bad as long as the recipient is a non-white. They never talk about the discrimination against whites that happens at a systematic and strategic level within the military. You also have to receive indoctrination to ensure that you are pro-tranny enough. And after enough TBIs, you might even decide that you're no longer the Navy SEAL Christopher Beck, but you're Kristen Beck. I might never have my Navy SEAL trident, but I'll...
People, hang on, we're going to a break. We're going to go right back to that audio as soon as this is breaks over and it's winding down. It's a super video, so hang on.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm John Schaefer. President Biden kicked off his re-election campaign today at a Philadelphia rally hosted by union members. He touted himself as the most pro-union president in American history and expressed excitement about running for re-election.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I want you to know why. Because you've got a story to tell. We've got a story to tell. We've got a record to run on. And most importantly, we're not only changing this country, we're transforming it.
Pennsylvania, a key swing state, remains crucial in the upcoming election after Biden's narrow victory there in 2020. A big portion of the South is under the threat of severe weather this weekend. This after deadly storms hit Texas, Florida, and Mississippi earlier this week. Oklahoma, southern Kansas, and parts of the Texas Panhandle are all under enhanced risk. Storms could bring golf ball-sized hail and wind gusts over 70 miles per hour. More than a dozen people were injured when a Baltimore City bus crashed into an apartment building this morning. Fire officials say that bus hit two other vehicles before hitting the building in the Seton Hill neighborhood near downtown. A total of 17 people were hurt. The Supreme Court has delayed rulings on two major issues until Thursday or later. Opinions on cases concerning affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not released yesterday. A new report says the Mexican resort where an American couple recently died had disabled its carbon monoxide detectors.
Abby Lutz and John Heathcoe were staying at a beachfront hotel in Cabo San Lucas where they died Tuesday from what authorities say was an unknown substance. The Los Angeles Times says the hotel staff had complained about gas leaks connected to the outdoor fire pits, and one former employee says hotel managers had disabled the carbon monoxide detectors back in January. A spokesman for the hotel says neither gas nor carbon monoxide appears to have killed the Americans. I'm Jim Forbes.
This is USA News.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio family, once again, we're coming close to the end of this audio. I think it's great, and if I'm repeating myself, please forgive me. What's so uplifting to me, these are all young guys. The guy giving the talk is probably one of the older ones, and he's less than 30 years old, looks like, former Navy SEAL. You have all these other guys. He's older than most of them, and they went in. Here's a few points before we roll finish the audio. They went into the military thinking they were going to protect their country, mom, and apple pie, being the patriotic thing, but they weren't. These guys here, the ones at this meeting, they're smart. The people in the elite military units, the Army Rangers, the Navy SEALs, Air Force Special Forces, Delta Force, they're smart. If you're dumb, you don't usually last too long in these special ops. You really don't. They get the best and the brightest. That's why it's 98% white. But anyway, a few things he learned, we'll cover the most of them when we come back. But they went in thinking mom, apple pie, protect their country, and they were told a lie. The recruiting officers told them a lie. The high schools, the colleges, everybody, it was a damn lie. And he's telling you what they went in for. But anyway, I'll shut up, and we'll cover the rest of these points after this audio. So go ahead, Miss Lizzie, finish your audio, dear.
Always have the tip of my spear.
Yeah.
So why would so many red-blooded, God-fearing Americans attend a mostly peaceful protest like January 6th? Well, in addition to being subjected to discrimination and the authority of an organization that hates you and seeks to destroy your people, you see that the rights that you thought that you were defending, the rights that you hold sacred, are not being respected, and in fact, they're being actively taken away from you. Our right to free speech, our right to representation, our right to accessible elections, and our right to bear arms are all under attack.
Right.
I did not sign up to fight and die for this nation only to have my sacrifices spat on by the reigning Jewish elite. We've all watched our friends bleed out and die in foreign lands, and I ask you, what was it all for? But then, the day finally comes. Expiration of terms of service. You separate from the military. You get your DD-214. Member 1 and Member 4, make copies, never hand out your original. You're done. Now, you get to work with the Department of Veterans Affairs. A delightful and efficient organization with no history of abuse or neglect. The VA's Opioid Safety Initiative, remember, no neglect. The VA's Opioid Safety Initiative reduced the number of patients receiving opioids and benzodiazepines together by 87% since 2012, from nearly 123,000 down to nearly 16,000 veterans, as well as reducing the number of patients on long-term opioid medication by 70%, and the number of patients on very high doses of opioids by 80%. So many veterans are on opioids that I can't even read that sentence in two breaths. 1 in 10 veterans have been diagnosed with a substance abuse disorder, higher than the civilian average. A big problem in the VA, or with veterans in general, is they are diagnosed with a substance abuse disorder for alcohol, something the VA does not prescribe you. Why are veterans turning to alcohol? Why? Because they can't get medical care. They can't get the care that they need. The VA is finally making an attempt to reduce the amount of opioids that they hand out. But they still can't get a handle on the time it takes to assist veterans or the abuse that veterans face while in the care of the VA. June 26, 2018, John Watts, a 58-year-old Air Force veteran, he set himself on fire outside of the Georgia Capitol building in Atlanta. He was protesting his treatment at the hands of the VA. November 15th, 2017, Charles Ingram, a 51-year-old Air Force veteran, committed suicide by setting himself on fire outside of a New Jersey VA facility. The VA had failed to see him for over a year before he took his own life. He needed care that was not within the VA network. It got approved, and nobody ever called him to tell him that it got approved, so he could not schedule the appointment that he needed. The veteran suicide rate is 1.5 times higher than the suicide rate for civilians. Around 20 veterans a day commit suicide, and 3/4 of those veterans are not in the care of the VA. What's wrong with the VA? Why can't they manage to take care of the people who have served the interests of our ruling class? Conservatives will tell you that the problem is socialism. Conservatives don't have an answer for the relatively efficient and effective socialist healthcare system that is available to active duty service members. The real answer is that once you're done serving the interest of the wealthy elites in Israel, they don't care about you. They don't care if you commit suicide. In fact, they probably prefer it because that's one less veteran they have to worry about getting pissed off at how they're treated. So I asked Mr. Goldsmith and I asked his organization, Task Force Butler, do you really think harassing and attempting to financially ruin us is a good idea? The truth is that they don't care if it's a good idea or not. They know what might happen if we walk away with our military training, but not the proper indoctrination. How many steps away are we from barring white men from the military entirely, or at least largely from limiting their ability to perform integral roles within the military? Our masters look at it this way because our masters fear the guillotine of unbridled white rage and solidarity combined with the skills that we acquired in the military. The National Justice Party does not want to corrupt our most elite military institutions with diversity and other anti-white ideological bullshit. We do not want to send our best and our brightest off to fight and die under false pretenses. Lastly, we believe in taking care of those who have answered the call and stood up to fight for our people. I don't want to see any more of my friends dead in a ditch, dead on foreign soil, or in jail for theft in order to fuel their VA-prescribed heroin addiction.
Here, people, you have it. That's one of the longer audios we've played here on Blood River. We've done that. We've been around since 2018. We probably had, I'm going to say, counting that one, probably four. I hope you were able to pay attention to the audio. The audio could have been a little bit better. It seemed like they probably had a lot of echo in that chamber. I would love to go to their next meeting. I really would. I'm going to try to get that fellow on. The fellow doing the talking with that particular audio was Michael McKevitt. Once he got kind of blurped out, he said that since he got out of the Navy, he resigned. He got out, resigned his SEALs commission. He said he no longer has his trident, but he has, this is what he said. You couldn't hear very well because I listened to it yesterday. But he still has his spear. His point is a spear. I'm going to go to Sister Nancy in just a second. We're coming up against a break in a few minutes, but I'm going to get in what I can before the break. Here's a few of the points I made, and this is what, I use the VA. I'll have to say, overall, the VA has been pretty good to me. If you have surgery, once you get through the bean counters, well, most of them are black. I'm not kidding you. The VA hospital in Memphis now looks like Nairobi General. It's just like all the bean counters, the people that are guarding the door, the custodians, maybe the LPNs, just black, 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 black. And most of the other doctors, if the doctors are less than 45 or 50. You can't hardly understand them. They're from countries all over the world. But I'm lucky I have, I'm getting off on a rabbit trail there. But what he said, pretty much, this is a big point I took, pretty much, the VA, he says, why is the medical care so piss poor for veterans? And he also, people, I hear the music. When we come back, I'll finish this little outline real quick, like, then we're going to let Sister Nancy, she's got a video she wants to talk about. Be right back, folks.
Fighting for the soul of liberty and true pursuit of happiness for everyone. Freedom Fest 2023 is coming to the home of the blues and birthplace of rock and roll, Memphis, Tennessee, July 12th through 15th. It's the ultimate summit for liberty, educating and empowering through art, music, film, and comedy, while promoting economic freedom and highlighting today's political issues. Use promo code ROUND50 to save $50 off the current rate. Reserve your spot at freedomfest.com. See you in Memphis.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the Har genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
My name is Christian Knuckles. I prophesy there will be no revival until the church leadership stops lying to the people. I'm the first soldier of the spiritual body of Christ, the Lion of Judah, the Confederate Church of Christ. I'm here to declare the lion will lie down with the lamb when the lying stops. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries and brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning. It smells like victory.
Dear Blood River Radio family, I'm going to make a few points to audio. It was very, very important audio. Once again, these were young military guys, went in with rose-colored glasses. They realized they were lied to. The man there at this meeting, they realized they were lied to. They were in there as cannon fodder for a bunch of stinking Jews in Israel, the Zio government. This country here we're living in, as you well know, I'm preaching to the preachers. We have been taken over by a complete communist Jewish dictatorship has got us nailed down in this country. They found out about that. Here's some of the things I'd like to go through real quickly about when they joined, this Task Force Butler, for instance, with this Jew saying, if you picked up on that, Michael McKevitt talked about the Task Force Butler, Jews trying to force these military guys that had their eyes open, trying to force them back in away from their path of destruction. He said he wanted them, because a path of destruction is what the Jew was telling them. If they become patriotic and they rebel against their Jewish masters, that they were going down a path of destruction. If they realized, basically, in a nutshell, these veterans realized the whole damn military structure is put in there for one reason only, to secure this one world order, this Jew world order. That's what they realized. And, Antifa, government, Jew, Israel, LGBT, it's all the same damn thing. And just as an aside, to back that up, this is a more important point. He mentioned the January 6th, and he called it a day of infamy, and it was. And I'm just repeating what you already know. I got to get off this quick because we got to bring Nancy in. I think Rand came back in. Those people up there were peaceful protesters. I don't know of any of them that were violent, maybe if one or two. But here's an important point he made. Of the January 6th day of infamy, the protesters up there, there were many, many documented ex-military veterans, some still serving. One of them was an Army colonel. One of them was a retired. One of them was a lieutenant colonel, Air Force retired. They saw what was going on. They knew they were lied to, and they were up there trying to just protest the illegal election we had that was, the election completely stolen. That was part of the complete communist takeover. Well, these wonderful military people, they're in prison now. You take Pat Tillman, for instance, a professional football player. I don't know if you remember him. Several years ago, Pat Tillman, multi-million-dollar contract, professional football player, resigned, joined the Army, went to Army Ranger. He went to Afghanistan. I'll help you get off of this. But he realized, here he is, a highly trained elite Army Ranger. He's there guarding a bunch of damn poppy fields. The so-called the Muslims, these evil Muslims, They poisoned, killed the poppy fields. Well, you know, the American government couldn't handle that. They were going to kill all these Arabs over there and planting these poppies because it's millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of drugs, those poppies. Pat Tillman said he was going to, what he told his buddies when he got back to the United States, he was going to go before a congressional committee because he could, because he's a millionaire, well-known athlete. And guess what? He was shot in the face. He had powder burns on his face. He was shot by his own men. That's how they shut him up. But anyway, I guess I'll wind this up. I hope you got the point. The young guys waking up, the entire, I know I'm repeating myself, the entire purpose of the United States military right now is totally controlled by Israel, totally 1,000% controlled by Israel. And he realized that the whole damn military structure is a sham. And he said, here's one big thing. When the medical care for the serving, because current serving military guys is pretty damn good, pretty good. But once they get out of the military, the medical care is not worth a damn because they're no longer able to serve their Jewish scumbag masters. So, Miss Sister Nancy, I think you had a video you want to mention. And before we go to that, if you have time, Rand, I think Rand's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, let's.
Hey,
hi, Rand.
Hey, Rand, how you doing?
Let's hear what Rand's been up to.
Hey, y'all. I've been all day hipping Alabama power trucks, moving around in wet areas, trying to get people's power restored. But not too much about me. I got to listen a little bit on the drive in. I didn't want to call in then because I was going to go in and out of signals. But what I got to hear, I've really enjoyed the show. But just a couple of things that I wanted to quickly mention. First of all, Eddie, I appreciate you playing that audio of that National Justice Party. And I wanted to, really the main reason I called in, when you sent me that link this morning, Eddie, I immediately started to try to share that on Facebook. And it gave you a share option. A lot of times links through emails, texts will not give you a share option. But the point I'm trying to make, that had a share option, and I tried at least a half a dozen times, and I'd go back and try to find it. It would not show up. These controlling Jews, they do not want that message that you just played to get out. And they'll try to stop that at all means. And I just wanted to reiterate for the listeners out there, you can go to the nationaljusticeparty.com, and there's more talks, more speeches that are right online, and it's so refreshing to hear it coming from former service people that, like Eddie said, go in thinking one way, come out thinking another. And brothers and sisters, they right on track. They are exactly right on track. And something else I made a quick note of, because he was talking about the special forces and all was like 98% white. Well, just sitting on that bulldozer out there today, waiting, you know, because there was a lot of sitting and waiting because, you know, they'd have to fix the line, then you'd have to move the truck. Almost all those fellas out there were white. Power company people are majority white, y'all. And there's a reason why, because they're smart, and that's a dangerous job that they do. And earlier, while I was sitting there, I got to listen to a little bit of Miss Nancy's comments, and she was naming people. And like she said, there's no way we can name them all. But there is a couple that I would like to throw in there, and that's Dr. Michael Hill. Michael Hill has been in this fight as long as I've been in the league. I know 25 years, probably close to 30. He could have had a cushy retirement. He was a university professor. He could have done a lot of other things with his life. He's a very intelligent, smart man, but he's been in this fight. And to me, he's a hero because he has not give up, even through Charlottesville, dragging him and Michael Tubbs. He's another hero of mine. Lee people, Michael Tubbs. I just wanted to mention Michael Hill and Michael Tubbs. Even after dragging them through the daggum Jew courts up there in Charlottesville, all of that charade, they still standing strong. They're still,
yes, they are.
They won't back down, and they would never, ever back down. And while I'm talking about the league, can I just throw out that address, Eddie, please?
Why, hell yes.
P.O. Box 760 Killian, Alabama 35645. I want to say it one more time. P.O. Box 760 Killian, Alabama 35645. If you got a little extra, send it to the league. It would certainly go to a good cause. It'd certainly go to carry on this fight, to carry on this effort that just like that audio that played by the National Justice Party. When I hear young men like that saying the things that young man said, that refreshes me. That gets,
yes,
making, telling my voice, excited here. I'm only here for a few minutes, but I'm excited. It just does me good to listen,
yes,
to this show, Eddie, Miss Nancy. Y'all have done a great job. I know you had Alfred on earlier. I didn't get to hear Alfred, but I'll go back and listen to the archives. But I just wanted to say those few things, and I just can't thank y'all enough.
Well, thank you, and you know what? Thank you so much. You know what? One of the main points. No more wars for Israel. No more wars for Israel. Like, I carried the sign at Bellevue Baptist Church. I wish to God I could get at least two people to come and photograph with the scene. I want to go back to Bellevue Baptist Church, these stinking cuck Judas goat bastards. No more wars for Israel. Listen to this Navy SEAL. Listen to the people that have actually been in the damn military and seeing arm blown off, seeing guts blown off, seeing eyeballs scattered in the field. Now, I'm going to shut up there. Thank you so much, Rand. And we're almost out of time, but Miss Nancy, you've got a couple of minutes to do. I don't know if we have time to do your video or not, but yes, no more wars for stinking Israel. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm just going to wait for another day on that, but I'm going to recommend people to, if you get a chance, to watch the video, The Queen and the Coup. Now, what this is about is how UK and US CIA in 1953, which is 70 years ago, we overthrew the legitimately elected Mossadegh, who was the president of Iran. And I guess most people, in my opinion, is that in 1979, when they had an uprising and they took our hostages under Carter, the reason most people never did understand why they did that, it goes back to us overthrowing the government in 1973. So in 1979, they took hostages. I don't think they killed any of them. I don't think they tortured any of them.
No.
But this all goes back to oil. It all goes back to Iranian oil, in which there was a company, there were companies called the Anglo-Iranian Oil Companies that were about to be nationalized under Mossadegh. He was legitimately elected in Iran, M16, which is the British Secret Service, and our beloved CIA under Eisenhower. They,
yes,
were ready to do an assassination of Mossadegh. But instead of killing him, they overthrew him, and ultimately he was imprisoned and died quite shortly after that. And, of course, Kermit Roosevelt, in 1973, he took he took a $100,000 payment to incite this anti-Mossadegh protest. What I'm getting at, basically, most of this goes back to our desire for oil.
And even before, all the way back to Lincoln's War. Sister Nancy, we have run completely out of time. Baby Lizzie, our baby granddaughter Lizzie, thank you so much for doing such a wonderful job tonight. She let me know when the breaks were coming so I could get that audio. Thank you, Blood River Radio audience. Thank you, Alfred. Dear Blood River Radio family, we'll be here next week, same time, same place, the 24th. Alfred will be back on the first hour. We've got to get off here now and make room for the political cesspool. But God bless y'all, you people. And listen, no more wars for Israel. Good night, everybody.